Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Everyone, hey, welcome to BGE Radio, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, now powered by WTV Network. And I say that proudly because I have some great announcements for you all since this beautifully God-sent relationship between BGE and WTV catapulted. But today is 8-15, 2012, 3 p.m. Eastern, Atlanta, 12 p.m. Pacific, Los Angeles, and San Diego. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And be sure to get on over to my partner's website, and that's WTV.com. As you guys also know, I'm the executive producer for WTV.com. We are bringing the Atlanta division, so I'm bringing LA and Hollywood to Atlanta, get some stuff going in the city on that entertainment side and the music mecca of the South, including with the new ATL Wood, you know, taking place and the movement that is going on in the South overall. So speaking of everything, I just want to thank the fans and the listeners. For this month, and we're only halfway through, we have hit over 65,000 listeners and followers on BGE podcast itself. We had, you know, Abraham McDonald, Def Jam's Abraham McDonald on Who's Hot segment with Eric Ezizui, who is a huge celebrity host out in Hollywood, now with BGE Radio. His show alone hit 40,000. For those of you that don't know who Abraham McDonald is, he is one of Def Jam's artists. He is the guy that performed for Oprah. Many of you guys remember that show. And also performed for Michelle Obama. So, you know, great guy, I swear. I thought when I do find that husband, he will definitely be singing at my wedding. That guy can blow. In addition to that, we had Tamela Jones, and you guys know who she is. She's from ABC's Castle. She was on the air, and her show alone hit over 20,000. So for sure, you know, this plan of the growth, I told you guys that great things are going to come to BGE. We have so much more to come. I mean, upcoming shows with Who's Hot. I have Morgan Freeman's brother. I didn't even know he had a brother. Well, he's coming to BGE, and he's going to be here to tell his journey. And I know you all remember Mr. Hercules himself from the TV series back in the days. Well, ladies, I know we remember because that man was fine, and he is coming to BGE, and that's Kevin Sorbo, he's going to come to BGE and be here to speak of the latest of everything that's going on with him. And by the way, he still looks hot, so I'm excited to have him come on to BGE. So like I said, there's a lot of great things coming. September, we have a lot of new segments coming. One being very, very exciting, one I'm very, very excited for because this host that's coming on to the BGE family, this guy is one of, you know, the most well-respected, young, he's only 23 years old, and he has built a hosting platform where he is literally in the scoop of all the events. You know, we always see all the, you know, the footage and hear the radio reports on, you know, the events, outside the events, on the red carpet. But what really goes on in the inside? Well, I have Ty Hollywood Anderson joining the BGE family next month. And Ty is the inside guy. So, you know, when there's all these huge entertainers and they're in their parties, Ty is right there with them, reporting it, you know, with them, because he's a celebrity himself, so he's always on all the A-list events throughout Hollywood. And it was funny because when we were all speaking on it and putting it in place and getting everything in order, I was like, man, too bad you weren't inside that Chris Brown and Drake party when they were fighting over Rihanna. That would have been some hot footage. He said, yes, I actually was there, and it would have been hilarious. And I was like, Oh, yeah, that would have been funny to get Chris Brown on the phone all out of breath after fighting. So, I mean, that type of real deal inside scoop, I mean, from the bartenders, you know, him going over and getting them on the phone and, you know, asking them if a Lil Wayne tipped them. And I'm just saying, you know, just the inside scoop. So I'm very excited about that segment coming on in September with Ty Anderson. Like I said, he's well-respected. I love this guy. Full of energy, full of that hustle. I mean, 23 years old, has built an empire, has an office with a view, let me tell you. So, Ty, we here at BGE is very, very much looking forward to you joining the family. He's already with the WTV family, and I'm just looking for the great, great show that's going to be coming here at BGE. The name of the show is going to be called It, The Inside Scoop with Ty Hollywood. So you guys just keep tuning in. We're getting all the producing and all the, you know, the everything in order, the scripts and so forth. So he will be on in September for sure. In the meantime, you can get over to his site and check my boy out, and you can check him out at www.juststarz.com, and that's juststarz.com. So, Ty, we look forward, and like I said, he'll be here with the BGE family right around the corner. And like I said, I have all their other people that are going to be coming on the BGE. It's going to be a full-blown web radio station, you know. I know I haven't been on, you know, as much, but as you guys know, I'm building. That's what I'm doing. And so I had to take away from a little airtime because I'm building. And that's what we do here over Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So as it grows, then I can, you know, get in between. And, you know, of course, you know, for everyone to enjoy what has been built. So, you know, with that, you know, it's that time. It's that time of the month. And, you know, we always, it's the foundation of Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And that's, you know, the tax, financial, because, you know, we got to make sure our money's right. We got to make sure we're educated about it. But it's that time of the month, and I have Debbie Snelling with the Snelling Report, your monthly Snelling Report, tax and financial tips on your path of success. Welcome back, Debbie.
Always delighted to be here. It's always so good to catch up and hear how wonderfully you're doing.
Thank you. Well, I want to announce to everyone that Debbie's show is catapulting also. On her last show, she had over 500 listens, and I'm sure this show is going to hit 1,000 and growing. I'm getting a lot of feedback through the network, not just BGE, but also WTV, and they are loving this show, Debbie.
Excellent. Well, we try to put out good information. More and more, our philosophy, like yours, is to ensure that we're providing value to those around us.
Absolutely. Well, what do you have for us this month, girlfriend? I see some great stuff that you have for the monthly Snelling Report, so let's get right to it.
Yeah, I'm going to jump right in. First, as now that the Supreme Court has ruled on the Affordable Care Act, which is referred to sometimes as the Health Care Act and other times as Obamacare, just so we all know what we're talking about. But now that they've ruled and it is the law of the land and it looks like it's going to be the law of the land, it's time to talk about the tax implications that are built into it. The first thing, the part that was the big part about the Supreme Court decision, the individual mandate. So beginning in 2014, not this year, but 2014, all U.S. citizens and legal residents not qualified for Medicare or Medicaid must obtain essential health care coverage for themselves. If they do not, they will pay a tax penalty of $95. And there's the rub again with the Supreme Court decision. It didn't say penalty in the law, but that's what it didn't say tax in the law, but that's what the Supreme Court said. So it's a penalty of $95 in 2014 if you don't get insurance. And then it goes up really quickly, $325 in 2015 and $695 in 2016. And then it will be indexed for inflation. Beginning in 2014, employers that pay more than half of their employees' health care will be eligible for a refundable tax credit to offset the cost of those premiums. So qualified individuals are those with incomes between 133% and 400% of the federal poverty level. And I said employers there. This is actually individuals. Sorry about that. So poverty level right now today, I knew you were going to ask, even if you didn't say it out loud, you thought it in your head. Poverty level today for one person is $11,170 a year, so just shy of $1,000 a month, and you qualify as poverty level. For four people, it's $23,050, so just shy of $2,000 a month in your poverty level. Contact us if you want to know what poverty level is and if it applies to you. We can be reached at Debbie at TSRTax.com. That's D-E-B-B-I-E at TSRTax.com. TSR, as always, stands for the Snelling Report. Anyway, moving back to tax implications of the Affordable Care Act. FSA contributions. What's an FSA? It's a flexible spending account. It's where you put your money in pre-tax to pay your own medical. Beginning in 2013, contributions are going to be limited to your FSA to $2,500 per year. So plan for that, be aware of that, and make appropriate adjustments. And if you need help, contact us. New rules will be in place for HSAs and Archer MSAs. HSA, a health savings account, Archer MSA, Archer medical savings account. They are used to cover the cost of over-the-counter, if you have an HSA or an Archer MSA and you use it to cover the cost of over-the-counter medicines without a prescription, it'll increase to 20% beginning actually last year. Medical devices, eyeglasses, contact lenses, blah, 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 other stuff that's prescription, except insulin, if it's non-prescription, is not affected. It's very complicated, honestly, as we go through it. I'm not going to read all of this stuff. Increase in adjusted gross income, that happens every year. Big thing that people always ask about, health coverage for older children. This has already started, but remember that the cost of employer-provided health coverage for children is required through age 26. If you claim your child as a dependent, the cost of employer-provided health care coverage, your employer has to include it through your children through age 26, and you can exclude that cost on your tax return. A big one that people have, people keep bringing this up to me like it's new. I've been telling you that for 2 years, starting in 2013. There will be an additional 0.9% Medicare tax on wages above $200,000. So if you are making big money, $250,000, if you're married filing jointly, you're going to see that you're going to have to pay an extra 0.9% in Medicare tax, and that's to fund health care. Also, and again, this one cracks me up, all these real estate people have been calling me, did you know I've been saying it for 2 years? Did you know that also starting next year in 2013, there is a new Medicare tax of 3.8% on unearned income, i.e. investment income, for single taxpayers whose modified AGI is over $200,000 or $250,000. Investment income, what does that mean? Dividends, interest, rents, royalties, gains from the sale of property, if you own real estate, if you have royalties to come in, expect to pay an extra 3.8% of Medicare tax. It's a big deal. If you're making real money, it's a big deal. You're really getting hit. Small business health care tax credit. This is what I started to talk about earlier, but got ahead of myself. Small businesses, if you're a small business or a tax-exempt organization and you employ 25 or fewer workers, with average incomes of $50,000 or less, and that pay at least half of the premiums for the employee health insurance, you are eligible for a small business tax credit. That began, 2 years ago, just like I've been saying. The maximum credit is 35% for small business employers and 25% for small tax-exempt employers. Who's a small tax-exempt employer? nonprofit organizations, 501c3, private foundations. All of you guys may be eligible for a small business health care tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I need that if I'm a 501c3? You might have what's called UBTI, unrelated business taxable income.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, it's all so complicated. The more you talk down one path, the more you got to go down another.
Right. So, well, let's talk on, which is a great one, even though summer's almost over, but, you know, these youths need to know this information. This one stands out to me for this month, and that's the 7 tax tips for students with summer jobs.
And you're right, and I kind of chastise us for putting this out so late. We should have put this out maybe last month, but oh well, better late than never. If you are a student, or if you're anybody, you have a summer job, and if it's your first summer job or your first job, there are things you need to know. The first thing is that you have to fill out, when you start, you have to fill out a W-4 and a related one for your state. What's a W-4? What a W-4 does is it says, here's my name, Social Security number, address, and this is how many exemptions I want to claim. And what those exemptions do is they look up in a tax table and it says how much of your pay gets withheld to pay your federal income tax. The higher the number of exemptions, the less tax gets withheld. The lower the number of exemptions, the more tax gets withheld. So it's an inverse relationship. The second thing you need to know, and I'm getting this question now, we're within 30 days of the due date for extended tax returns, and I've got every waiter and bartender in the world calling me going, I don't have enough withheld on my taxes. Well, that's because you mostly got paid in tips. You mostly got paid cash. And once your net paycheck gets down to zero, we can't reduce it to negatives and start paying your taxes for you. You have to come up with that extra money that you've been sticking in your pocket.
Right.
Tips are taxable income. You have to pay taxes on them. All those zero paychecks that you got meant that you're going to have a tax bill at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you do odd jobs over the summer, babysitting, lawn mowing, I'm trying to think. I taught tennis when I was in high school. All of that is taxable income. People want it, same thing, they put it in their pocket. Well, if the government don't know and find out, you're going to be paying and you're going to pay big time because you'll have penalties. All of that, better to just report it, do it right, do it safely.
Right.
And on those earnings, if you have more than $400 that you make from net self-employment income, that is to say income after expenses, then you are going to be subject also to Social Security and Medicare tax. We call that tax, it goes on Schedule SE, it stands for self-employment, and it's 13.3% currently. So in addition to your 15% tax bracket, you also have to pay another 13.3% in Social Security and Medicare. So we say to people, put aside at least a third of your income and plan to pay it in taxes.
Right.
Or do better tax planning.
Right. Well, I think that's great information for the youth, and of course, let them know where they can get more information to read in depth about this.
They can reach us on our website at tsrtax.com. That's Tom, Sam, Robert, Tom, Apple X-ray, tsrtax.com. My blog, which I've been saying for a few months, I'm in the process of redoing my other website, thesnellingreport.com, to convert that just to a blog. And also we're changing the hosting of it, so it's currently down, but it'll be back up pretty soon. But we're excited about it. TSRTax.com, the full newsletter from which we are extracting information, is available there at TSRTax.com, as well as a link to contact us directly.
Right. And I apologize if you heard the little baby crying in the back. That's my son. You know, he's with me today, sick, while I'm here producing and doing everything else, getting ready for this showcase. So, you know, he wanted to spend some mommy time before I head out to Atlanta. So I apologize.
Got the cough button, huh?
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, Debbie, I would like for you to speak on the Social Security Statement of Benefits. We all get that in the mail, and I know half the people are like, what is this? What's going on with it? Why should I get this? So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Those are some from some of our sponsors and some drops that they have done in support of, you know, the BGE movement and the WTV movement with Aaron Easy Zuli and, you know, who's hot show. I also want to send out a special thank you for our media sponsors for the upcoming showcase, which I will speak more on after Debbie gives our monthly Snelling report. But I just want to send a special thanks to Comcast, Access Atlanta. The showcase is on Access Atlanta. It is on Comcast On Demand, 11 Alive, and 5 Fox. So it is going to be a media frenzy. I can say I have been in talk with huge celebrities and managers and publicists getting their schedules together for the appearance and support of the ASYM Atlanta Chapter Kickoff Showcase on August 25th at the Ray Charles Center at Morehouse College, who was partners with the ASYM. And as you all know, again, Debbie, I have a title. I'm the Executive Director, Board of Trustee, along with my team. So information, I will give more information at the end of this show. But right now, in the meantime, as you listen, you can go to www.asymatl.org. I've also given away 10 tickets because the seats are filling fast. 10 tickets, tweet me at ATLASYM Hollywood, and I can get you some tickets. So, Debbie, let us know about those Social Security benefits, because I know a lot of people are confused about those.
Well, and this is something else that we get a lot of calls about, is the economy has continued to linger and not improve as much as we might have hoped. People are starting to take their Social Security earlier because they need the income to live on. Now, some people just want to plan on it and see when they can start taking it, so we do those kinds of calculations. It used to be that they, every year, every 2 years, sometimes you would automatically get a personal earnings and benefit statement from the Social Security Administration. They actually have quit sending those out to everybody to save money, because it saves a lot of money on postage and processing and handling and printing and toner and all of that kind of stuff. So now you can only get it if you actually request it. And it's called a Personal Earnings and Benefit Estimate Statement. And what it does is it lists all of your income during your working life so that you can sort out, and it gives you an estimate on the basis of all of the income that you've made and an estimate of what they think you will make going forward, which is pretty much what you're making this year, index adjusted for future years. And then it gives you an estimate of how much you're going to get from Social Security when you retire. Again, we all anticipate that there are going to be changes in the way that Social Security is handled on a going forward basis, so that the younger you are, the less likely these statements are to be correct for you, and the older they are, the more likely they are to be correct.
Right.
Sometimes you'll call up and you'll get a government worker who will tell you they don't do those anymore. Hang up and call back and get another one.
Well, do you think that when people get those in the mail, should they be throwing them away or file them away, or what should they do every time they get them?
When you get one, honestly, you should keep it. You should review it, review the prior year's earnings, see if there's not been a mistake made. My husband had some years where they just showed that he didn't make any income, and we went, yeah, he did. It's a rule in our house. So pay attention to them. Make sure that they're accurate, because these are the basis for which your Social Security will be paid, and if they are not accurate, then you will be short paid.
So what about the next that you have estimating your tax liability? Can you just touch on that a little bit? You know, I always go through the newsletter with you and just pinpoint, of course, your website at tsrtax.com. But just give us some bullet points on what you are speaking of when you speak on the estimate your tax liability.
Well, this is a big point, especially if you're self-employed and you're having to make estimated payments, or you're doing your own calculations and your own withholding, or if you've got complex tax structure. So what you want to do is you want to sit down and you need to actually look at how much have I made from my job? How much will I get from my W-2? How much am I going to make on the gains and losses from the sale of stock and real estate and whatever else, you know, gold. A lot of people have been dabbling in gold the last several years. How much am I going to have in itemized deductions? If you refinanced your mortgage from a high interest rate to, you know, to 3%, which is just a number I never imagined that people could get a mortgage, then you're looking at a significant decrease in your itemized deductions. So what you need to do is you need to sit down and you need to look at your overall financial situation, look at how it applies based on current tax law, and determine if you're paying in too much or too little. We had a guy a few years ago who we adjusted his, he had a job, he had a W-2 job, and he was doing some investing, and based upon the tax planning we put in place, he was able to increase his take-home pay by about $200 a month, which for him was a huge amount of money. And at the end of the year, he wrote a check for $12, which was exactly
wow.
the way it ought to be done.
Wow. That's always nice.
That's always nice. Got to keep $200 a month and then wrote a check for $12.
Exactly. Well, let everyone know again your contact information, and if anything else you'd like to add, please do so. We always need these tips from you. You are such an expert, but go ahead and let everyone know how they can contact you.
Well, I can be reached by email at Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at tsrtax.com. Of course, the website's tsrtax.com. My phone number, 404-944-3172. And I want to mention the Atlanta Business Mixer, which is a week from today, August 22nd. We've got 340 people who have registered. We're really excited about it. We're selling out the venue and have display tables and sponsorships available. It's a place, great place to just come and network. You get free food. There's free parking, as long as parking lasts in Buckhead. And cash bar, so it's a great just open atmosphere for you to come meet people, come visit the exhibitor booth, get some door prizes from the vendors at the tables, as well as the door prizes that we offer. And it's just a wonderful event to come and meet and network and expand your reach and your ability to help people and the ability for others to help you if that's what you need.
And when is this again, Debbie?
It's a week from today. It's August 22nd. At 56 East in Buckhead in Atlanta. It's 56 East Andrews is the address. And you can contact me. Go to AtlantaBusinessMixer.com to register. in advance, $5 for advance tickets, $10 at the door. And it's just a fantastic venue. It's a fantastic event, and we are growing by leaps and bounds because people know how good it is.
All right. Well, guess what? I am going to come and show my support.
Hey, that'll be great.
Yes, I will be in Atlanta on Monday. You know, I've been in Atlanta a long time ago, but with so much going on in L.A., it's easier to stay put where I'm at, finish what I do to handle the business here to bring it to Atlanta, then flying back and forth from L.A., from Atlanta to L.A. So almost there. A few more projects to close out on, but I will be there from August 20th until September the 3rd, of course, for the showcase and then other business, you know, things that's going on. So I definitely will be there in support of you guys.
Well, fantastic. Well, in honor of that happenstance, let me make 10 tickets, free tickets available for your listeners and use the promo code BGE for Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Awesome. I will let them know. Absolutely. That is awesome. And that's AtlantaMixer.com, right?
AtlantaBusinessMixer.com.
Atlanta Business Mixer. Okay. All right. Well, Debbie, you know, you will be back on the air next month. You know, you are part of the BGE family. You'll be back on September the 19th. So I know that we have more exciting tax and financial tips. Just always thank you for your shared expertise, your shared knowledge. I'm just excited to see that the impact that you're making on BGE and now WTV, and you just, you know, educating people in areas that is so needed in these times.
Always glad. The outlook, the point of every day, we get up and we look at how are we going to add value for the day.
Awesome, awesome. And I'll see you soon.
Great, thanks.
All right, there you guys have it. That's Debbie Snelling, the Snelling Report, with your monthly Snelling Report. She'll be back on air September the 19th with your monthly September Snelling Report. You can check Debbie out at psrtax.com. You heard her, BGE, put your promo code in. She has 10 tickets put aside for all you listeners. AtlantaBusinessMixer.com. I am going to be there. I'm going to pencil that in on my schedule and make sure that happens, that I show my support for my girl, Debbie. They are doing some great things over there for the community of Atlanta, for the entrepreneurs, and I'm always in support of what they have. You know, as long as I'm in town, I am there. So I'm looking forward to seeing Debbie and, you know, all of what they have going on, and I'm hoping that you guys go ahead and reach out and put that promo code in and get yourselves out there, because it's definitely a group you want to be a part of. So on to the showcase, you guys, before we conclude this show. August 22nd, participants, I'm getting a lot of calls, a lot of emails. You know, the response is just ridiculous. Here is what you do. You go to asymatl.org. You will see a picture that says, that has Ray Charles on it. It says, you know, Atlanta Live Music Showcases. From there, you click Learn More. That will take you to the Eventbrite site with all the instructions on what you need to do to become a participant. We extended the cutoff time to August 22nd due to a lot of people reaching out. They wanted to participate but just needed more time. So we made the decision to go ahead and extend it. But they're not waiting until the August 22nd to just pick people. They are picking people as of now. So far, there are 5 solid people selected. So there's 5 more slots. 10 total is who's going of the number, who's gonna perform in front of this panel for the opportunity to get to Hollywood to showcase their talent. I want to highlight one awesome, awesome, awesome performer. She's coming in from Mississippi, and do know this is our Atlanta chapter, but we are there for the surrounding also in the Southeast area, Southeast region. So we have a youth coming in from Mississippi. Her name is Miss Niecy. This little girl can blow. 12 years old, have a huge following out in Mississippi. So congratulations to you, Niecy. We are looking forward to your performance. I'm so proud of you. Keep up the great work, girl. And let me tell you guys, she is definitely a working diva in the making. So you guys, get on over. For those that want to participate, asymatl.org. The deadline is 8/22/2012. Tickets are on sale now. The seats are going fast. You guys know we are partnered with Morehouse College, so it's at the Ray Charles Center, on the Morehouse campus, 8:25. Red carpet arrivals will begin at I'm saying this again because it is going to be an amazing one. It is going to begin at 5 o'clock. 5 to 6:30, we will have the red carpet arrivals and reception. 7 to 9:30, we will have the actual showcase. The after party has been moved back to Morehouse College. We were going to have it at the museum bar, but we wanted the children to enjoy, you know, to mingle a little bit too, and they couldn't get into the museum bar. Now, for you adults that still want to go on over there, you can, but we're going to make the official after party at the Morehouse Center. We're in the process of setting that up. So there'll be food, drinks, music, just a fun family environment for all. So get on over to asymatl.org and get your tickets. $25 for the showcase and only $35 for the VIP, which includes the after party. You can mingle with some of the celebrities. You can take your pictures. There's going to be plenty of media. Walk the red carpet. Folks, but this is just off the chain. I'm just loving what's coming to Atlanta. Do know that, you know, it's not just a showcase. We are there as a chapter to give support to you young musicians throughout the city. We are there. We know there's a lot of struggling musicians, and that's what the purpose of the ASYM is. They are very, very popular in five other states, one being the most popular, of course, in California and Hollywood, and they are that support system for musicians throughout the city that they selected. And we thank Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, who is the national president, who has selected Atlanta, the music mecca of the nation, to come and support our young musicians, our next music pioneers of tomorrow. So, you know, we'll be working with a lot of schools. We're going to be working on a lot of colleges. I mean, overall, just, you know, organizations, a lot of the, you know, people that have their open mics. We are there to support you. So reach out to us. Become a member. We're going to have monthly mixers, you know, with celebrity appearances. Get you in front of the people that can really help you advance in your career. So get on over to asymatl.org and become a part of this organization. And I look forward to seeing all of you guys at the showcase. Like I said, I have 10 tickets. Tweet us. Tweet me. You can tweet me at Calithia, or you can tweet ASYM, ATL ASYM on your Twitter. And just tweet us with Hollywood, and you definitely will see if we can get you a ticket to come be a part of a phenomenal event that's coming in to support, you know, musicians and throughout the Atlanta metro area and surrounding area. So that's going to conclude our show today. Once again, I want to thank media sponsors Comcast, Access Atlanta, 11 Alive, 5 Fox, Associated Press, numerous newspapers from Community to Daily News. I mean, it's being ran from Augusta to Savannah down to, you know, towards the water, whatever you want to say in Georgia. I just know there's a list of 283 people that are running it on the newspaper and print side. So I'm just so happy that, you know, I was, you know, it's been a long time coming. You know, that's what Build, Grow, and Enjoy is about. You know, we take something from nothing and build it up. You know, I originally did Build, Grow, and Enjoy just to, you know, basically build and educate, you know, everyone on how to thrive in their lives, how to go forth in your life, especially in these times. And I never would have thought it would have catapulted to this point. So once again, you can get on over, join the movement, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Get on over to ASYM so you can become a part of this organization that's coming to the city if you're a musician, asymatl.org. You can tweet me at Calithia. You can tweet ASYM, that's ATL, ASYM. So it was great just having you guys join us today. Thank you, listeners. Thank you all for tuning in and believing in Build, Grow, Enjoy. I'm looking forward to heading back to Atlanta. We will be in Atlanta starting Monday. I will, BGE, ASYM, Hollywood, WTV, we're all coming in. So I'm excited to be back home You know, it's been a long journey for the last year, just commuting back and forth. And, you know, I'm ready to get home. So, you know, almost done with these projects, bringing the opportunity to the city. And I just thank all the leaders for their support and the vision that I have for the city. And I just really, really just want to just say thank you once again. So you guys have a blessed day. Continue to build, grow, and enjoy. And don't forget to get on over to the Snelling Report, TSRTax.com. Enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.